Morning.
Good morning, Bob. It's Amy Nelson calling you back per your request with Local Splash.
Yeah. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
I need to give you a piece of paper. Hold on.
Okay.
The chili's ready.
What kind of chili?
Okay. Well, we bought a freeze dryer and we've been freeze drying stuff and freeze dried a bunch of Nally's chili. It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
What are Nally chilies?
What's that?
What are Nally chilies?
You don't have Nally's chili in California?
No, Oh, it's a brand. Oh, I see. Okay.
It was a brand that was produced in Tacoma, and then they sold the company to a company in Ohio.
Okay.
Canned chili were going for like $15 a can in the Northwest.
Oh, that's nuts.
People couldn't get it. Now they're shipping it to Washington. So.
That's crazy.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right. How can I help you?
I want to sign up, and I'm assuming it involves giving you some credit card information. And one of the reports that I got back from a customer says that some of the literature that we have online is telling people that we're closed. And that's obviously not a real
money
productive
maker. Right.
I can't find it. So
okay.
I just wanted to task you with that as our first task.
Sure. So one of the things that we do as soon as we sign you up, as we do the client onboarding. And during client onboarding, they're going to go ahead and we send our web crawlers out for NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website. cleanup on every destination that we have access to. So if there are places that it says that your business is permanently closed or things like that, then we go ahead and straighten all that out for you.
All right.
Yeah, that's one of the main things that we start with because that's going to open up the revenue streams for you. So I'm taking a look at a few things here. And I see, so are you happy with the website? You love the website as it is?
I like it. It doesn't mean that it won't change in the future, but, and I'm amenable to changing it if you think there are things that would be more productive. I've been just going by if it isn't broken, don't fix it. So I haven't been screwing around with the website for probably 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So included in the services is website rebuild if you want. And that's going to put the meta tags into the back end and it's going to give it a facelift. You do have the full access if you choose to take advantage of this. There's no additional charge for you. And you do have full access to make any sort of change or adjustment that you want to make from the back end. The cool thing about it is that you can go in through the dashboard, make those changes or adjustments, and then we update it within 24 hours. So you can basically, plug and play and make any sort of change that you want. Now, the advantages here are that it's going to give it fresh content anytime there's an update or change. Like, say you upload new photos, we run those concurrent across all platforms and upload them everywhere. Okay?
And so I just tell GoDaddy to give you access to the website?
To the domain, yeah. So what happens is we actually send you an invitation and walk you through how to give us access to it.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Okay, and then they're going to go over that during client onboarding. So we literally walk you through step by step. And we can use your current photos if you want. Like I'm looking at it now, and I'm pulling keywords off of it as we're talking and certain things, to make sure that we're getting the proper information off of it. So this is going to be great. You're licensed and bonded. That's fantastic. For account purposes, let me see here. I want to undo that. I'm putting this under here. There we go. Okay. Is your first name Robert or is it officially Bob? Bob?
Yeah.
Is your first name Robert or is it Bob?
It's both. My formal first name is Robert, but I prefer to be called Bob.
Sure, we definitely call you Bob, but what I'm curious about is on your credit card, how does the information read? Robert or Bob?
Robert.
Okay. And then your last name?
McConkie, spelled capital M,
mm-hmm.
C,
mm-hmm.
capital C-O-N, K-E-Y.
Okay, got it. Let me see here. Okay, perfect. I've got that. And then I'm going to send you a couple of texts, one with my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is going to be the number. It has the number for client support and then my direct extension. The second one is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. And then I have a home office for you, business address of 1820 Winfield Avenue.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you want to keep that address hidden, right?
Yes.
Perfect. What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
I work out of my home and basically take the calls on my cell phone. So, I think the only thing is I don't want to be woken up at 2 a.m, but I would say, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Reasonably.
Yep. That's very reasonable. Okay. And then, all right, got that. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah, pretty much everything.
Okay. Do you have a...
We prefer checks because the bank charges a fee of 2.5% to process credit cards. So I don't normally advertise the fact that I take credit cards, but if somebody isn't going to do business without a credit card, then I'll take their credit charge and charge them the 2.5% fee.
Makes sense. Makes 100% sense. Okay, I've got that then. And then the service radius, you're about 60 miles out is what Miss Lulu had put here.
I think I would make it bigger than that. I would make it like 90 miles just in case. I don't generally go past Port Townsend.
Okay.
I don't generally go past Arlington, which is north of Seattle. And I don't generally go south of Olympia or east of the Snoqualmie Pass.
Okay. So for targeting purposes, we can...
Yeah.
Well, for targeting purposes, it's best to keep it around 50 to 60 miles for this type of program. If you want to go out 90 miles, then we need a bigger program. I can put that you're willing to go out 90 miles, but for targeting about 50, 60 miles.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. And then we can even target, like, if you want to just do those big cities, like you said, they're going to talk with you during client onboarding. But if you wanted, like, target the specific cities, then we can do that as well. It's really up to you. Do you have a Facebook page for the company yet?
Honestly, no. I have a personal Facebook pages. And
awesome.
Employees post our jobs constantly.
Okay. Please get.
But it probably would be beneficial to have one if we could set one up.
We're going to. So what's going to happen is every business page is built as a derivative of a personal page. They don't interact and intertwine unless you want them to. But what's going to happen is during client onboarding, the technician is going to actually send you an invitation to your personal one to give us access. So that way we can go ahead and build the business page for you, and then we'll build the Facebook ads beyond that. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I need to go ahead.
How would I do Facebook ads? I just contract with you to do
it. It's already included with your package. So $100 of your monthly budget is going directly to the Facebook ads. Yeah, it's already included. We literally like it to make it where all you got to do is pick up the phone to answer your clients.
And that's a targeted Facebook ad. So
yes.
Like when I search laser printers, laser engravers on Facebook, all of a sudden I'm seeing all these laser engravers from different manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically targeting me. Mm-hmm. It would be the same kind of thing.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep, that's exactly how it's gonna work. Absolutely.
What?
Yep. So let me see here. I need to schedule your client interview with my technician. I know that you're going out in the field right now, so I have available appointment times. I can do between 2 and 3 or 3 and 4.
All right.
Which
Let's
time frame?
Do today between 3 and 4. That
Perfect.
Would be great. I'm leaving the country Thursday.
Okay.
For a week.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll do your client onboarding, get it all squared away, and then you can take off and we'll be working on it while you're gone. Beautiful.
Sounds good.
Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to call from our 877 phone number between 3 and 4. We set that time frame because we might not call exactly at 3. They're really good about it if the availability is there. Unless they're finishing up with a client like in front of you that had a ton of questions, it's rare. But like we might call it 308 or, you know, 304.
Okay.
But either way, we're going to call
not
from...
Not a problem.
I'm glad to hear
I'll
that.
I plan on being here.
Rad. So we're going to call from the 877 phone number, and I will call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text and an email reminder that the call is coming to you. So if you're unable to keep that call, Bob, please just make sure that you call or text back in so that we're able to go ahead and get you rescheduled as soon as possible. So
no problem.
The last bit of information I need to get from you here is I need to go ahead and collect the billing information and read the voice verification to you. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
No middle initial, but the card I'm giving you is under my parent company. You should know that information. It's BlackBerry Services, LLC.
Okay.
But the Float Services Northwest is owned and operated as a DBA by BlackBerry Services, LLC.
Okay.
Same address. It's just it's an LLC for business reasons.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
That card is also under my name, no middle initial, and BlackBerry Services.
Got it. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
3727-187-361-54003.
Expiration month and year?
328 is the expiration. And card code is 8054.
perfect. And then I need to set a security question for your account, Bob. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Mother's maiden name is Groovy, G-R-U-B-E.
Okay, perfect. So the reason that we set that security question is to protect your proprietary information. Please understand, Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for any more money that's been agreed upon. In fact, I'm going to read a voice verification here in just a second that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, that there's no contract. And if you ever get a call of somebody who's like asking for more money or saying we need this much to produce the website or anything like that, please understand that that is probably a scam call, especially if they haven't asked for your security code. So we just like to make you guys aware that those scam calls do happen sometimes. They're rare, but they do happen, and we like you to be cautious, okay? Bob?
Sounds good.
Okay,
sounds
cool.
Good.
I thought I lost you for a second. Okay, so we're going to go through this voice verification. It's pretty quick here, and then I'll let you get on with it. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, it's Float Services, North NW.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Robert McConkey. I'm the owner of Float Services Northwest.
And, Robert, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on this, the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash? In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is April 30th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for our all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 30th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, please do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. And you will receive a text that's going to say, Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. I can hear that you're driving right now, so please don't click on that link right now. But when you get a second, please click on the link and accept the terms and conditions. And then your username and password will be, is available to you via text message as well. As of right now, the next step is the client onboarding, which is scheduled for today between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I will be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay?
And about how long is that process?
It's about a 20-30 minute process, max.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
That's great.
All right. I look forward to talking with you soon, and we're going to get this all moving forward for you quickly, and I'm excited for what this means for your business, Bob.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you for your help, Amy.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. Ooh. Okay.